Welcome to Voicing Our Values, a series of podcasts about progressive message framing. This is a special segment about our pocket guide. I'm Bernie Horn, the Senior Director for Policy and Communications at the Public Leadership Institute, a nonpartisan nonprofit organization that seeks to help progressive lawmakers and advocates, particularly at the state and local levels of government. Please take some time to look at our website, www.publicleadershipinstitute.org. In addition to the Voicing Our Values messaging handbook, you'll find the Progressive Agenda, which contains hundreds of policy ideas and more than 150 model bills, our handbook for policy advocates called Preparing to Win, and much more. Our pocket guide is a short introduction to all of our messaging advice. So, what's this booklet about? Politics is the art of persuasion, but persuasion is getting harder as facts are rationalized away and lies become ubiquitous. How can we get Americans to understand what's in their self-interest, much less what's best for the nation? This little booklet offers a taste of the answer, which is provided more fully in our book, Voicing Our Values, a Message Guide for Policymakers and Advocates. The entire book is available on our website, publicleadershipinstitute.org, as text or as a free PDF download, and you can also buy it on Amazon. Throughout Voicing Our Values, we suggest specific language that illustrates how you can apply our advice. As long as you understand the reasoning, we encourage you to adapt the sample narratives to your own voice. Message framing is not a silver bullet. It's a tool which we believe progressives could and should use more effectively. So overall, how do you persuade? Facts and logical arguments by themselves are not persuasive. You need to understand your listener's most likely biases and beliefs and follow three basic rules. And here they are. Number one, begin in agreement. You cannot win an argument by convincing listeners that they are wrong. Make it clear that they are right, that you agree with them about problems and goals. Only then can you provide a persuasive bridge from their preconceptions to your policy solutions. So that's number one, begin in agreement. Number two, use progressive values. In politics, values are ideals that describe the kind of society we're trying to build. When you use broadly shared values, you stay in agreement with your audience. Such values include freedom, privacy, opportunity, justice, fair share, level playing field, security, safety, or quality of life. So, basic rule number two is use progressive values. Number three is show listeners how they benefit. The progressive base may be persuaded by appeals to the common good, but most Americans want to know how their policy affects them, their families, and their friends. So tell people how they benefit, either directly or indirectly. Demonstrate that you are on their side. Those are the three rules. If you apply them to any debate or question, you're going to be more persuasive. Now I'm going to discuss 12 different issues, and you'll hear values, tips on how to debate those issues, and then sample narratives for each. The first issue area is civil rights and liberties. Our values, freedom, liberty, fundamental fairness, basic rights, privacy, justice, equal opportunity, stopping discrimination, and government intrusion. Again, when you use these values, it puts you in agreement with your audience because they share these values. A tip about talking about immigrant rights. Americans are quite negative about immigrants when they are perceived as criminals. That explains the right-wing's distortions and lies. So remind your audience that, overwhelmingly, immigrants work hard and play by the rules. In that frame of mind, Americans accept that unauthorized residents play a valuable role and should have a process to become citizens. Now here's a sample narrative for you to use in your own voice. America is a nation of values, founded on the idea that every one of us has the right to freedom, justice, and fair treatment under the Constitution. The millions of immigrants who have lived in our country for years, who work hard and play by the rules, they make our economy stronger, which benefits all of us. That's why, and at that point you explain whatever policy solution you're proposing. Now let's turn to another policy area, consumer protection. The values that support consumer protection include justice, equal justice, civil justice, equal opportunity, fairness, fair rules, fair markets, level playing field, security, safety, protection. Now here's a tip talking about civil justice, which is an element of consumer protection. Americans believe that everyone in the U.S. economy ought to be compelled to play by the same fair rules, but nevertheless, that the rich and powerful get special treatment. So attack policies that rig the system to benefit the wealthy. That works for just about all categories of consumer protection. Incidentally, don't say tort reform. It's not a reform, it's a shift in wealth. And here's a sample narrative about civil justice. Our courts must deliver justice to all. We cannot deny people just and fair compensation for real injuries, especially when they're taking on rich and powerful corporations. We need a level playing field. This right-wing proposal would rig the system to shift the cost of injuries from a corporation that's at fault to the victim who is innocent. Our goal is to protect you and your families, your neighbors, and your friends. Moving to another category, the area of education. The values there include opportunity, equal opportunity, fairness, level playing field, fair share, opportunity for each and every child. Here's a tip when talking about K through 12 public schools. Focus on your listeners' own children and local schools rather than education in the abstract. Push back on standardization by pointing out what parents know, that every child is different and requires individualized attention. And change the narrative based on standardized test scores to one based on how well schools provide every student the opportunity to learn and excel. Here's a sample narrative about K through 12 public schools. Public schools serving our families and our communities must provide each and every child the opportunity to reach their fullest potential in life. There are no standardized children. Every child has different strengths and weaknesses. That's why we need to offer a complete curriculum provided by professional teachers who have the training to give the individualized attention that every child needs. Now let's move to the area of environment and smart growth. The values there include security, safety, health, protection, responsibility, and quality of life. Here's a tip about quality of life issues in general. Americans are more worried about the environment than ever before, and overwhelmingly, they believe in climate change. Nevertheless, most people are focused on how environmental issues affect them directly. So personalize your language. Talk about the air we breathe, the water we drink, and the health and safety of our children. So here's a sample narrative about the environment that encompasses quality of life. We've got to protect our community's health and safety and our quality of life. We understand that includes keeping our rivers and streams clean. The Big Bend project would eliminate a great deal of our pollution problem. This is the time for our city to take the responsibility to preserve the quality of life here, not just for ourselves, but for our children and grandchildren. The next topic is government performance. The values there include opportunity, equal opportunity, justice, fairness, fair share, fair rules, and level playing field. Here's a tip about talking about government enforcement. While Americans don't like government in the abstract, they very much like what it does. So focus on tangible benefits of government, providing health care, environmental safety, education, infrastructure, and so much more. In fact, polls show that Americans want stronger enforcement of rules and regulations to make the rich and powerful follow the same fair rules as everyone else. Here's a sample narrative about government enforcement. We need to ensure that everyone plays by the same fair set of rules. But today, the system's often rigged to favor the wealthy and powerful over ordinary Americans. Whether it's stopping prescription drug companies from overcharging patients, prohibiting hidden credit card fees, or eliminating tax dodges for special interests, we need stronger enforcement to ensure that you and I are treated fairly. The next category is health. Our values include health, health security, safety, protection, and quality of life. A tip about expanding health care coverage. Persuadable Americans are focused on getting decent health care coverage at a fair price. To them, the issue is not about ideology or helping the poor. It's about how a given health care policy affects them personally. So even when your proposal directly benefits low-income residents, emphasize how it indirectly benefits middle-class families who are already insured. Here's a sample narrative. For decades, our healthcare system has been overpriced and unfair. Our goal must be to get you and everyone else the healthcare you need, when you need it, at a price you can afford. One crucial step is to minimize uncompensated care. That's when uninsured people get healthcare in the most expensive way, at hospital emergency rooms, and then that cost is added onto our insurance premiums. Getting them covered saves you money. The next topic or issue area is public safety. The values include safety, security, protection, and justice. Here's a tip about criminal justice. Progressives usually want to open a discussion about criminal justice with the ideas of fairness and equal opportunity. But that's the wrong direction. Americans want to know how your policies will protect them. So focus on explaining how your progressive measures will prevent crime, reduce recidivism, and improve the quality of life for everyone. Here's a sample narrative. The most fundamental job of government is to protect you from crime, to make all law-abiding people safer. That means more than punishment. It means diverting nonviolent and young offenders from future crimes. It means changing police procedures that lead authorities toward the wrong suspects. And it means using the best technology to protect the innocent while identifying the guilty. These policies make you, your family, and your community safer. Now let's turn to the area of reproductive rights, where the values include freedom, liberty, privacy, dignity, respect, and personal responsibility. Here's a tip about abortion rights. More than two-thirds of Americans want to keep abortion legal. But most are also willing to support a wide variety of restrictions based on negative stereotypes about people who seek abortion care. So personalize the issue to break through the stereotypes, tell a story if you can, and emphasize that politicians have no business in this very personal and private decision. Here's a sample narrative. We cannot know all the personal and medical circumstances behind someone's decision to have an abortion. Every person's situation is different. Now, at this point, tell a story if that's possible, and then continue. So we should respect that this decision is hers to make with her family and in accordance with her faith. And once someone has made this very personal and private decision, politicians should not interfere. Let's turn to the area of social services, where the values include security, safety, protection, quality of life, and responsibility. Here's a tip about social programs. Many Americans hold negative stereotypes about those who benefit from social programs. So describe beneficiaries as deserving. Children, the elderly, and people with disabilities, for example, implicitly deserve assistance. But when beneficiaries are able-bodied adults, emphasize that they work hard and play by the rules. Here's a sample narrative. Our country is the richest nation on earth. We're the shining city on a hill. That means we have the responsibility to protect people in need, including children, the elderly, the disabled, and those who suffer from natural disaster or crime. But also it means we need laws and programs to support every American who works hard and plays by the rules. This strengthens our economy and our society. It builds a better community for all of us. The next subject area is taxation, where values include fairness, fair share, justice, equal opportunity, and a level playing field. Here's a tip about tax reform. 2/3 of Americans believe that upper-income people and large corporations pay too little in taxes. But the desire to tax the rich is heavily influenced by partisanship. While 4/5 of Democrats and 2/3 of independents would increase taxes on the wealthy, only 1/3 of Republicans agree. Virtually everyone believes our tax system is unfair one way or another, so focus on tax fairness. Here's a sample narrative. Our tax system is unfair. The share of taxes paid by working families has increased, while rich people and huge corporations have been given tax breaks and loopholes. That's wrong. Everyone should pay their fair share. We need to change the rules to create a tax system that works for all of us, not just the wealthy few. One step is, and then describe your specific proposal. Now let's turn to the subject of voting and elections, where the values include freedom, liberty, fundamental rights, basic rights, and democracy. Here's a tip about debating voter fraud. As you know, the right-wing position is based on lies, impersonation of someone else in order to vote, which is the only type of, quote, fraud, unquote, that might be addressed by current voter suppression tactics, virtually never happens. And yet, nearly 70% of Trump voters believe it does. It's a very difficult topic. Your best strategy is to appeal to values that conservatives hold dear, freedom and patriotism. Here's a sample narrative. In America, the right to vote is a fundamental freedom. And because we are the leading democracy in the world, our election system must be free, fair, and accessible for every qualified voter. As we protect election integrity, we cannot infringe upon freedom. When the government puts up barriers, it creates long lines for everyone, increases taxpayer costs, and denies the vote to senior citizens and military veterans. Let's stick to efficient and effective ways to keep our elections honest. And here's the last subject, wages and benefits, where the values include opportunity, equal opportunity, fairness, fair share, justice, and a level playing field. Here's a tip about wages and benefits. Progressives often focus on creating jobs. But in today's economy, Americans are more interested in better wages and benefits. About 70% want a substantial increase in the minimum wage. 80% favor paid leave for parents to take care of young children. And 85% support paid sick time for workers who are ill. So here's a sample narrative. For too many Americans, wages and benefits haven't kept up with the real cost of living. And because it is middle class and working families who drive our economy forward, the lack of fair wages and benefits impacts everyone. So we must rewrite some economic rules to get workers and their families a fair share by, and then explain your specific legislation. And end with, this policy helps build an economy that works for everyone, not just the wealthy few. In future podcasts, we'll show how to use our basic rules of persuasion to debate many other issues. In the meantime, do us a favor and recommend the Voicing Our Values series of podcasts to your friends. Best to you!